You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, kids, become a junior backer. I know you're not listening to the show right now because your parents are, but maybe you are. But if you are and you're in school, again, stay there.
Maybe they got the app on their smartphone and they're in school. They got one earphone in and they're getting, you know, a different kind of education.
Education. I just crack up every time I start this. Hey, kids, join the official kids
VIP.
Club.
The official kids club of the Cleveland Browns. Your membership includes an exclusive fan package. To become a junior backer, call 440-891-5163. That's 440-891-5163 or visit clevelandbrowns.com for more info.
That was totally unfair. Anyway, I had a chance last Friday to sit down with Kevin Costner. Kept a little more composure during that. The star of the movie Draft Day wasn't so composed.
I was going to say, it wasn't Jennifer Garner. No, of course, you were composed.
Costner, you know, it was fine. Anyway, we had a chance to sit down and talk with him there on Radio Row in New York. Let's give that a listen.
With Kevin Costner now, star of the movie Draft Day. He plays the part of general manager Sonny Weaver Jr. Kevin, I had the opportunity to see a preview of the movie here in New York. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And I'll tell you what, it's got a lot going on here. I mean, the love interest with Jennifer Garner, the friction between you and Dennis Leary, the coach in the movie, the dynamics of the draft, the whole thing just kind of coming together. How fun was it to do that movie?
It was. I've been able to make some sports movies, never on purpose, in the sense that they always have to cross the idea of being a great script, which gives them a chance to be a great movie. So for as much as I would want to do a football movie or a baseball movie, I just simply wouldn't do it unless I think that they had the stuff from a literary standpoint.
Right.
Pretty boring to a lot of people, but that's where it starts. That's how you get a great movie. So, I mean, maybe how you get a great offense, you got to get a good line.
Sure.
You want to make a good movie, get a good script.
And, you know, the drama, I mean, everybody thinks about the draft. Basically, it's just a transaction, acquisition of players,
right.
How much drama can be there. But this movie succeeded in making it dramatic, tense, all those elements, the timing involved, all the background checking you're doing with research and so forth. And you could feel the tension kind of from the beginning to end. That was the goal.
Yeah, I mean, it does have a, you know, I watched the movie too and I thought, wow, we did it. You know, I really mean that in a humble way, meaning it's hard to make a good movie, but I think we did. We made a good girl-boy movie.
Yeah.
I think we served the Cleveland Browns, the tradition, the pain, the hope, everything that goes with a team, you know, and it's about building a team and it begins on a day like this day that really is an all-year process that drills down to this day and all the pressure that goes with it. And we veil it with the guy having girl-boy problems.
Sure. And how did you talk about the research and preparation? Who in the NFL, who gave you some feel and background for this?
Well, I talked to a few general managers and also Cleveland's general manager. But I had long since been pretty aware. You know, the doors, you know, last 20 years, it's like there's no secrets. I mean, talk radio, we hear general managers all the time talking. So I had a pretty good idea of when we were talking in an authentic way about teams and how they're having to build and the speculation on players and the ones that seem obvious. And so the language rang really true for me, you know. But it also, at the very end of the day, it's condensed down. It's 2 hours. Do you want to cheer at the end? And is it an honest cheer? And I think Draft Day earns it.
What was cool and having?
I mean, I don't know how you felt about it.
Well, I felt there was an honest. I told both Jennifer Garner and Dennis Leary, if the three of you were running the Browns, those personalities, I think there would be a tradition of winning. I mean, no insult to the people there, but the passion you guys all brought collectively rang true, and there was a real genuine sense of caring about what you did. And that's the thing I wanted to ask you about is because you spent so much time around that facility and watching you. I remember watching practice with you during a mini camp. You were like drinking it all in, that whole feel. You were tossing a football around that day. I mean, was some of that the prep or just fun of watching a football?
No,
practice?
I was watching. Look, that's a real. Not a lot of people get to stand on those fields. We all play in the street. We all put on our first uniform. It fits or it doesn't fit. And there comes a point in time where no one's picking you anymore. And those guys never ran into that. Those guys have been picked at every pretty much level that they've played. And for a lot of them, it'll be the first time they ever sit on a bench, let alone if they even make the squad.
Sure.
So there's a lot at stake out there. And yeah, I held the ball just because I don't smoke. You know, I needed to have something in my hand as I watched what was going on. But there was a lot of passion with that organization. And I don't think there's anybody associated with the Browns that doesn't want to make it a winner. I sincerely do. Their last coach really opened the doors to me. And I really thank him for that. And the administration, you know, they were really good to me. And I've watched that team since the 60s.
Right. Right. Does it strike you a little bit how art in this case, I mean, truly does imitate life or life imitates art because the Browns after that season, you know, hire another coach. I mean, 11 months after Rob Chudzinski was hired, they're going through the same process. They got the fourth overall pick of the draft. This is considered a make or break draft probably for a lot of people there. So very accurately, this movie is coming out at a time in April when the team is truly experiencing those things.
Yeah, some really great players that are going to give a lot of people pause. Because there's a lot of debate over some of these guys who are thought of as, you know, some franchise players. So, I don't know. You know, I will forever have a sweet spot now. I just can't. Like I told you, I started watching the Browns. The first player that stuck out in my mind was, you know, Leroy Kelly. And sure. I watched from that point on. But, you know, having had this experience, what's going to happen? I don't know. You know, look, I like that coach. But, you know, these decisions are made, and so the Browns go forward. They're a real pillar of the NFL. I don't think anybody doesn't want to see that stuff happen. I mean, it was fun when Sipe was playing.
Right, right.
You know, it was fun when Kozar was playing, and it will be again. And there were some really interesting signs, I thought, of how that team played this year.
I like the life lessons that are actually in this movie, too, in your research as your character researches the background of these players. And you're going into the real intricate details of what makes them tick to decide whether this guy is the right guy or not. And, again, it's a great script. That's telling because I think people came away. It's a bigger story than football in some ways.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people that are fast. There's a lot of people that are strong. There's a lot of people that look like Tarzan and play like Jane.
right? Yes.
And so what happens is, you know, the quarterbacks that are playing in the Super Bowl today couldn't be more at odds in their physical stature. Yet both of them, you know, and one has, you know, gotten his team to the playoffs twice.
Right.
Once as a rookie now. So there's no mistake what's going on with Wilson. Not a mistake in the world.
You're right.
And Peyton has just crafted a career that has just steadily built. I mean, he's never satisfied. He's a real architect of the game, and that's not code for boring. He's a fierce competitor, and it's really he's very skilled.
Last thing, you've done baseball movies. This was your first football movie. Comparing just the sports, I know you have such a passion for baseball. You played it in college, high school, but
I didn't really play in college. No.
Okay,
but I'm pretty passionate about football. I mean, okay. I still can't watch the games that I used to in baseball, but I watch every football game from the week one.
Right.
You can see it all. But now, as an adult, I wait for the playoffs. You know, for baseball,
sure.
I wait for the playoffs for basketball. But football, I don't. I watch it all the way through.
Kevin, it was wonderful to have a chance to talk with you and get to meet you. And the movie's going to be great. April 11th in theaters everywhere. I know people in Cleveland are going to be so excited.
It was really made with a lot of ideas pointing towards the Cleveland audience.
Sure.
We made it for the world, but we made sure that it was important to people of Cleveland.
Right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
It's Kevin Costner joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.